there, lovebirds, and anyone in the Lonely Hearts Club. I know that some of you out there are in love, and some of you have just started sharing glances across the room at your AA meeting. And some of you out there, well, you're just plain stinky dinky. And that's a serious STD. Go to your local clinic and get the stinky dinky test. You could save a life, your own. I have to say, everything is going great with me. As some listeners may know, I'm in a beautiful and philosophically rewarding relationship with the singer-songwriter Sia. Carolina, did you hear that?
That you're dating Sia? Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, being a famous, world-renowned news anchor is one thing.
Yeah.
But dating another celebrity? You know, another artist, late nights, painting, writing songs. Not to mention, all of our friends are artists, so we're able to host salons. You know, like, I mean, F. Scott and Zelda and Ernest Hemingway, Stephen Dorff.
So you've hung out with F. Scott Fitzgerald? Wasn't he way before your time?
No, we haven't hung out. Uh-huh. And yes, he passed away before my parents were born. But we're also very close. It's an amazing community of brilliant artists, and it's a very beautiful but competitive group of friends. I mean, as magical as the artist's life is, there's a lot of pressure on our relationship. C and I will have passionate fights over music, and sometimes she doesn't let me play jazz flute over some of her tracks. It's confusing. Anyway, you're lucky, Carolina. You'll never have to worry about being in this crowd.
I'll never have to worry about being famous.
Yes, it's so much better the way you have it now. Completely anonymous. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to take this.
Wait, we're in the middle of a show. You're supposed to leave your phone off.
Hello? Hi. Yeah. Oh, do you want me to put this on speaker?
Wait, is this real?
Rennie, it's me, pop star Sia. What are you up to?
Oh, my God, Caroline, Sia. Me? I'm just hanging out in the podcast booth with Nick, our sound guy, and some other people.
I'm the only other person.
I wanted to say hi before I got on stage. I'm in Berlin for a
show. Oh, wow. I miss you so much. And just a friendly reminder that you're the love of my life, and I'm longing for your presence, and I sleep with one of your wigs on my pillow next to me.
What? Well, sorry, breaking up.
We're breaking up? No. Sia, give me a chance. What are you talking about? We need to talk this through.
I think she just means...
Hello? 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 I think this place has bad reception. See if you can hear me. Say any word. I'm just going to hold my phone up to the ceiling and maybe I'll get more bars.
Ron, get down from that chair. It's on her end. She must have lost service or maybe her phone died. I don't know.
Does this window open?
Oh, no. Ron, stop. You're going to fall out of the window. Nick, I need someone to help pull him back in.
I just need to hold my phone closer to the sun.
Ron, oh, my God. Everything is totally fine. Calls drop all the time. You have terrible service at your house. That's why we always lose each other on calls.
Carolina, I have amazing cell service at my house, okay? When we're on the phone, well, sometimes your voice begins to grate on me, so I put the phone down and I just go on with my day.
Oh, that's incredibly rude, and I can't believe I didn't assume that was what
was happening.
I
can't believe Sia left me for a model in Berlin.
You don't know that. I mean, you're just making that up. You're paranoid. A lot of people feel that way when they're falling in love.
Have you ever seen a European model, Carolina? You won't find them in your Eileen Fisher catalogs. They're gorgeous. Like Helen of Troy, these models have booties that can launch 1,000 ships.
Oh, you fumbled that phrase a little bit.
Well, you fumbled your hair this morning.
Okay.
And I guess we won't know what will happen between me and Sia. But let me tell you this. If I get heartbroken, I'm going to f***ing lose it.
All right, we'll see what happens.
My phone is broken. I mean, that's the only explanation. You'll have to get me another phone.
I have gotten you 5 phones over 5 days. She always ends up reaching out. We've spent over $3,000. It's not, I promise, it's not your phone.
Can you try calling my phone? It's being so strange.
No.
I really hope she's not trying to call me.
I promise you, every person goes through this when they're dating someone they really like.
Carolina, is she breaking up with me?
No.
Just give it to me straight.
Ron.
Look, I'm going to call her and tell her how much I love her. And maybe if I tell her I have an incurable disease, she'll give me a few more days. Or maybe I could ask her to marry me. I'm truly not prepared, but I will do it if it buys me another month. You know what? Go pick up a fake engagement ring down in Chinatown. Okay. $20 tops.
A fake one for $20?
That's my high end of my budget.
Okay.
I can't afford a real diamond right now. I spent too much on the phones and computer.
You got a new computer?
I thought maybe she sent me an email, but she didn't. It took three computers for me to find that out.
Ron, I just enjoy this time. You're happy and in love with an amazing woman. There are no problems. Maybe if you act calm, you know, act your way into right thinking, you'll start to feel calm.
All right. All right. All right. All right. It's all good. I'm chill. Don't I sound like... whatever about it all?
You sound so insane.
No, I'm chilling. I'm not worried. I'm not panicked. Quick question. Is it an intrusion of privacy if I hire someone to put a bug on her phone? I don't want to be lame.
That would be not even lame. That's illegal.
Okay. All right. No bugs. No bugs. I'll just hire someone to follow her around and take pictures to make sure she hasn't met anyone super handsome and wonderful. Do we trust Diplo?
No.
We don't.
But she's at work. Do you want her to bother you at work? Would you like that?
I don't give a f***. She could kidnap me and take me out of this shithole and I'd never look back.
I guess I shouldn't have asked.
Gosh almighty, this love stuff, it really takes it out of you, you know?
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm single.
Yes, I know. But guess what, my friend?
What?
We're going to fix that today.
Oh, no.
We're going to cure that. We're going to cure your singleness and, most importantly, your awful, pathetic loneliness. You'll be thanking your lucky stars after today's episode.
What did you do?
Folks, welcome to the dating game.
What is this?
Please don't ruin my introduction with a question like, what is this? That's what you just sounded like.
I don't sound like that.
On the dating game, our contestant Carolina Barlow will be asking questions from three faceless bachelors. And then she'll choose the one she will marry on the show today.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm not going to marry someone on the show today.
Ratings, Carolina. Come on. You wouldn't get married for ratings?
No.
Okay, well... we'll have to improvise something because we gotta get those downloads, sister.
I'll go on a date with one of them. F*** it.
And stay tuned for who that winner or loser, depending on how you think about it, will be. Carolina, can you just marry one of these guys and get iHeart off my ass?
Turn off your mic.
Because they are up my patootie.
Okay.
They're way up there.
You're on the mic.
They're tickling my lower intestine. All right. Right? And we're back. Welcome to this special episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today, I'm your host on a special edition of the Dating Game. Carolina, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Carolina. I am a co-host of this podcast.
No. I mean, you know, your home life, hobbies, come on.
I like to stay at my house. I work a lot. I hang out with my dogs.
Oh, my God, which is why we are here to help her. Carolina, behind this divider, there are three bachelors. Contestants, introduce yourselves. Bachelor number one.
What's up? I'm Tim.
Timmy wants to winny. Bachelor number two.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Are those two people speaking at once?
None of your business. Let's keep going. Bachelor number three.
Hi, I'm Greg with Doberman and Doberman Insurance.
Okay, you know what? What I said, Greg, no details.
So bachelor number three is an insurance salesman from Doberman and Doberman?
From Doberman and Doberman, yes. Very reputable insurance company. Let's keep it moving. Carolina, why don't you ask your first question?
Bachelor number one, what do you like to do on a night off?
Great question. I know the answer she's looking for.
Beth J is actually having some people over tonight if you wanted to come.
Oh, is this a friend of yours?
Yeah, and it'd be great if you could bring some alcohol, maybe pick some up before we meet.
Okay, okay, enough out of you, Bachelor number one. You're already planning a date. Bachelor two, same question.
We would love to take you to our parents' house.
Ron, I think I've told you before that I didn't want to date siblings.
Okay, Carolina, they're not siblings, all right? They're twins. Every girl's dream.
No. And they speak out together at once?
They
no.
certainly do. That's the way twins talk. Okay. Okay. Goodbye, Bachelor 2 and 2. Sorry, Carolina doesn't like to party. I'll take a pic with you two later, all right?
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Whoa. I have a feeling you're going to regret that, Carolina. Okay, Bachelor number 3, same question. What do you like to do to get off?
No, that wasn't the question. Was what do you like to do on a night off?
That's what I said.
No.
Well, there's no night off when it comes to insurance. If you ever need anything, whether it be your basement has flooded at 2 a.m. or if your neighbor slipped on your sidewalk and is trying to sue you for an exorbitant...
I'm sorry. Are you trying to sell me insurance?
Just let him finish his pitch, Carolina.
Okay.
Our usual premium is around $1,200, but for you, I could make that a clean $1,000.
Sounds like a date.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not looking to buy insurance at the moment.
Wow. Carolina did not come to play. She is knocking these guys down like pinballs.
You said that if I came here, I could make an easy sell.
We'll talk later, Greg. We'll talk later. Anyways.
Right.
Looks like Bachelor number one is your boyfriend.
I'd like to ask him one more question.
Oh, come on. At least go on a date with the guy. Go to his friend's party.
Bachelor number one, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully graduating from college.
Okay,
don't pull the divider down. It'll ruin the game.
Oh, my God. He looks 16, Ron.
I'm 18.
See?
I'm 18.
Yep. Completely legal.
So, do you think you could pick up some drinks for my friend?
No, that's illegal. I'm not.
Carolina, you are not going to find a boyfriend with that attitude.
You said she'd buy us beer.
I thought she'd have some sense. Look, here are my keys. There's a bottle of Sambuca in the trunk of my Pontiac. Don't steal it, if you know what I mean. All right?
Just baby sips.
I'm trusting you.
Where'd you find him?
Who, Timmy?
Yeah.
He's a buddy of mine's kid. At Eisenhower High School. It runs track.
Okay.
So, how are you feeling?
I'm kind of annoyed with you right now, actually.
And that was the dating game! We'll be right back after these messages. We are back with the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Well, Carolina, what a rush. I didn't know who you were going to pick.
I just want to get a few things straight.
Yes.
So you told the insurance agent I would buy insurance from him?
I sure did.
And then you told the teenager that I'd buy alcohol from him?
Well, that choice was yours to make. I told him you could buy him alcohol if he asked nicely.
Got it. And the twins?
The twins. They liked you. They were good guys. Wish you had considered them more seriously.
What did you tell the twins?
That... you could get them a green card.
Got it.
Sorry. They're from Canada, but they're good guys. I vetted them. Well, I had a friend vet them. We didn't need to vet them.
Ron, you don't have to worry about me. I'll find a boyfriend.
Are you sure? Because I'm really worried you'll be alone forever.
Don't worry.
Are you absolutely positive you'll find someone who likes you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
If you say so.
Ron, do you want to get that?
Not really.
Oh my God, it's Sia. I can see the caller ID. It's Sia.
Okay, fine. I have to do this. Might as well just rip the Band-Aid off. Hello, Sia.
Ron, I've been trying to reach you. I keep getting voicemail. Are you getting my texts?
Okay, Sia, this is really hard. It's just, you know I love you, right?
Yeah, and I love you more than anything.
It's just, I thought I could do it. I really did. But making a high-profile, long-distance celebrity couple work is a lot tougher than I thought.
You know what? Can I say something?
Please.
I'm actually relieved to hear you say that, Ron. You're like a wonderful, sensitive, caring, gentle, beautiful, handsome soul.
I feel the same about you. You've lit my life up in ways I didn't think were possible. It's just...
It's just our schedules are killing the relationship.
Yes.
It's not fair to either of us.
I know. I've got the podcast. You've got the whole internationally famous pop star thing going on. I mean, maybe in a different lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you feel the same way. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
It's really tough.
Okay, well, I have to go. Diplo is here. We're working on a song.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure it'll be great. The demos are amazing. I'm just here with Carolina.
I'm so sorry about that. She's really a drag, isn't she?
She's the worst.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, goodbye.
We'll talk soon?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Goodbye, see ya. Okay. Yeah, that's not how I wanted this to end.
As a friend and a coworker, I can see you're really hurting.
Yeah. Boy, I am low right now. You know, but this is what happens when you have two highly motivated, successful people with careers. If we could have made it work, we would have. I mean, she has her music, and I have, well, I guess I have this show.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got this show.
You don't have to sound so defeated about it.
I mean, I definitely made the right decision. No. We made the right decision.
Ron, I'm sorry. But I have to say, I did notice she said some really nasty things about me.
Oh, yeah. She hates your guts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with a passion. She was seriously considering getting physically violent about it.
Sio was going to beat me up?
Uh-huh. She was going to knock you out. Mama says knock you out. Yeah, I talked her out of it. So, anyway, that's all for today for our episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. We're all in our little dating games, trying to figure out this crazy little thing called love. And I nailed it. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producer is Nick Stumpf. Our talent coordinator is Anna Hosnier. Our writers are Andrew Steele and Jake Vogelnest. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.